While the entire nation will experience some level of eclipse, the path of the umbra, where the eclipse is total, will only be about 100 miles wide and stretch from Oregon to South Carolina, as outlined in this video from NASA.
If you are along the path of totality, you see the moon fully block the sun. If you are outside of the path, you will see the moon go by, but the sun will never be fully covered.
We're about 400 miles south of the center line where they'll see totality. So the most coverage we see will be at 1:37 p.m., and we will see 82% covered. We'll have a slender crescent sun, about like a moon that's maybe 3 days past new moon.
Wayne Wooten is an astronomer who recently retired from Pensacola State College. The eclipse over the western Florida panhandle will last 3 hours, beginning at 12:03 p.m. Central Time.
Then at 3:03 in the afternoon, it's all over. The moon leaves the sun's disk.
Roughly 12 million people live in the total eclipse area, and another 7 million are expected to travel there to see the totality. But why all the fuss about this eclipse? The one-word answer is proximity.
We have not had a coast-to-coast totality since 1879. And the last totality that touched the Continental 48 was February the 26th, 1979.
A solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes between the sun and Earth and appears to cover the disk of the sun completely. In doing so, the moon casts a shadow that turns day into twilight on Earth. Other effects, says Wooten, will be felt as well.
You will see a considerable drop in the temperature as more and more of the sun is covered. It'll typically drop 10 to 15 degrees Fahrenheit. There'll be a rush of wind in toward the central shadow. You may be able to see Venus and Jupiter with most of the sun covered about 1:30 in the afternoon.
The eclipse can be viewed safely with some precautions. Wooten recommends special solar filters on telescopes and filters in the form of paper glasses, similar to those worn at 3D movies. There's also an old-school indirect way of viewing.
Get a flat mirror and cover it with paper. Punch a hole about an inch in the paper. Point the mirror at an angle to the sun, and then reflect the solar image on a wall. Maybe put a big piece of poster board on a wall 15, 20, 30 feet away.
During an eclipse, the moon has no influence on the sun in regard to solar flares and sunspots. However, the moon does impact Earth.
We're getting in an eclipse, either a new or full moon, either a lunar or solar eclipse. We're getting a spring tide. The sun and moon are acting together, and so we're having unusually strong tidal conditions every new and full moon. A week later, not much change in tides at all.
I'm being followed by a moon. Shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow, leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow.
The next total solar eclipse on July 2, 2019, will be visible only from parts of South America. The next one visible in the U.S. is April 18, 2024, running from central Texas to upstate New York.
Moon shadow, moon shadow.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.